Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.
All right. Time for the Sam Darnold Report on 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by Miller Lite and the New York Structural Steel Painting Contractors Association. Sam, Michael, Don, and Peter, congratulations.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me on.
You got it. I shouldn't say no one. Most people in your position, you play this professionally, you make a living this way, but you love playing. How much was it, how much did it mean to you to get back on the field yesterday?
Oh, it meant the world. Sitting out, you realize how much of a privilege it is to play the game. So, and that's what I keep saying in the media, and that's what I told my guys, and it's true, man. I was just having fun out there, and it was just really great to just get back on the field and have a blast with my teammates.
I know you don't like to make excuses, but obviously you had mono week one. You just don't all of a sudden discover mono a couple of days after you played a football game. So can you even put a number on, like, how you felt Sunday compared to how you felt the last time you started a game?
I definitely felt better. I definitely felt better last night than I did the first week. But I was definitely able to play, obviously, the first week, and definitely could have played better. But I was feeling 100%. And it was amazing to just get out there and put the work, the work that we did in practice during the week, to be able to make that work in the game. I think that was the huge stride that we made this week, was really taking practice and applying it to the game. I think that's something that we didn't really do the last few weeks, and I think we really did a good job of that this week.
I mean, for me looking, it didn't seem as if there was any rust at all, which I was a little surprised. You haven't played in a while. Did you feel rusty at all? And if you didn't, were you surprised that there wasn't any?
I felt good. There was a little rust, just in terms of, some of the throws that I made. I felt like my feet were a little slow in some aspects, and also making some of the reads, on the interception, I felt like that was a super easy read that I should have been able to make, and just got confused on one of the looks there. But that was about it. Other than that, I felt like I had a great game, and really felt like our team, our offense was playing with a great tempo. Obviously, defense came up with a huge stop there at the end and knew they would. It was just, again, like I said, it was a huge team win, and the guys came in really excited to work this Monday, and, we're looking forward to next Monday night.
When you're up in a game like that, 21-9, and you're playing a team like Dallas, are you almost expecting that it could come down, it could be very close at the end?
Yeah, for sure. Dallas is a really good team, really good defense, obviously. But we feel like as an offense that we left points on the field. There were multiple drives where we felt like we could have scored touchdowns, where we didn't. And we felt like the game, the game was a little too close there at the end, obviously. But at the same time, I think the way that we won the game, even though it was a little scary at the end for some of the fans, I think it was the perfect way to win for our team, because last year, especially against Buffalo in the first week, those are the games that we lost in the past, where teams convert this two-point conversion and then come back and beat us in overtime. And so for us to just get that stop on the two-point conversion and win that game, taking a knee at the end in the fourth quarter, that's how you want to win games, and that's how you're going to win games in this league, and it was good to have that feeling on Sunday.
Walk me through the 92-yard touchdown pass to Anderson. How did you see it? How did you guys conceive of that? Did you know earlier in the game that that was open for you?
I mean, it was really Coach Gase came to me right when we got the stop on fourth down. He was like, because I think there was some type of timeout, and we had time to talk about it. He was just like, hey, you want to take a shot here? And of course I'm just like, do whatever you want. You're the play caller, you know. So, you know, if you wanted to take a shot, and I knew that if the safety got low enough, if Heath got low enough, the free safety, I was just going to be able to put it out there for Robbie, and no one was catching him.
I know you're giving credit to the coach, but just your philosophy and going back to high school, like after a turnover, or like what happened there with turnover on downs, that feeling like let's go for the jugular right away, was that kind of how you felt going in there, that that could be the momentum change? Defense comes up with a big play. Now it's your turn to have an immediate big play after that.
100%. That's 100% the mindset. But I think those kind of turning point opportunities can come at any point, not just after a great fourth down stop by our defense. But I think where my game is going to continue to grow and where I'm going to continue to grow in my career is we can take those shots, but sometimes they're not going to be there. And most of the time, really, in the NFL, they're not going to be there. So I got to learn when to check the ball down. And I thought, you know, obviously I made a good decision in throwing it to Robbie. And I said this again after the game. I think he's one of the best, if not the best, at tracking the ball in the NFL once the ball's in the air. I just put it wherever because I knew the free safety wasn't going to be involved in the play. I could leave it a little inside for him. And, he ran under it. Made a great play on the ball.
Your offensive line struggled with the previous quarterbacks, and just two times you got sacked yesterday. And then some of the guys came out and said, well, we had a quarterback that knew what he was doing. I mean, I don't think they meant to take a shot at the previous quarterback, but how does that make you feel that they feel so strongly about you?
Yeah, I don't think that's fair, really, to Trevor or to Luke. I think for me, getting all the reps in training camp and leading up, you know, obviously in the preseason, and really even, you know, the week leading up to Philly, I just thought it was a little hard on Luke, to be honest, for the Philly game. But, you know, it was definitely really comfortable for me going out there, and, you know, I felt like almost I was at home just going out there, getting in the huddle, and then going up tempo if we wanted to. Slowing it down if we wanted to. We really felt like we were in control, and the defense was really on their heels. And again, I said it before the season even started, that's how we want to play offense. We want to be on the attack at all times, and that's how we were last night. And again, you know, I really do believe we left points out there, and you know, that's a good thing to some extent, but at the same time, we got to learn to finish some of the drives that we start.
Michael asked Coach earlier about how the team rallies around you, how they support you, and that shows true leadership. And Coach said that you may not seem like that, the rah-rah guy, but they really seem to respond to you.
He said you had swag.
Yeah, but that quiet swag, but is it quiet because you're so young, or is that just your mentality? Is that the way you'll always be, where you'll be more of that quiet leader than a guy that's going to, you know, jump on a chair and lead the charge out of the locker room?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll find out in the future. Right now I'm still so young, and this is my first year in the offense that I got enough on my plate to worry about that. You know, I'm not worried about pumping the guys up. I'm worried about doing my job and making sure the offense is going out there and scoring touchdowns and converting third downs, and, you know, making sure that we stay on the field, give that defense a break. So, you know, that's really all I'm worried about. I'll let, you know, most of those defensive guys handle the rah-rah stuff. They're pretty good at it. But for the most part, man, I'm worried about going out there and doing my job.
Now, in terms of keeping outside noise to a minimum, you guys have to hear some of it. A lot of the Jet fans have given up on the team with the 0-4 start. They just assumed it was going to go to 0-6, and then you win yesterday. Can you guys make something special happen this season, or the early losses kind of submarine your hopes?
No, we can definitely make something happen. We believe it. But it truly is taking it one week at a time. I know it sounds cliche, but it's how you got to do it in the NFL. It's a crazy league, and you can't take one team for granted. So that's our mentality going into every single week. And I believe if we continue to do that, we got a good enough team to win a ton of games. And so that's just going to be our mindset going forward.
Ty Montgomery's a dangerous weapon. Do you think that we could see more from Ty as the season goes on?
Yeah, Ty's a he's a great back to have. He's a great running back slash receiver slash, you know, anything he kind of wants to be. So he's a great weapon to have on offense. And, you know, with a mind like Adam Gase out there calling plays, you never really know what he's going to do next. So even for us as an offense, we kind of go out there and practice and wonder where he's going to line up. So, you know, it's pretty fun as a quarterback to have a guy like that on your team. So I'm sure we'll see him in a ton of different looks this week and maybe in the future. But, you know, right now I know that Ty's excited to just get out there and play ball when he gets the opportunity.
You mentioned one game at a time. This is the perfect team for that, right? It's the New England Patriots. So well, from one test to the next, playing on Monday Night Football. So team you've already played, but your early impressions for the game coming up a week from today.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game. I mean, division rival, Monday Night Football, you know, it doesn't really get much bigger than that.
Now, the guy across the building already has a nickname, Danny Dimes. I'm thinking Slinging Sammy. What do you think?
I like it.
No. I love it.
I'm telling you, just don't take the nickname. It hasn't aged well. It was Sanchez. It was Fitzmagic.
Okay,
stop.
How about Broadway Joe? How'd that work out?
It didn't work out great. His career was stunted. He only had the one Super Bowl. He had to sell his soul to the devil to get it.
Oh, my goodness.
Sam, I'm telling you, just be Sam Darnold, man. Don't be pressured by these people.
Slinging Sammy.
Nicknames are for people that are weak.
Whatever you want my nickname to be.
That's the answer.
Get it out to the people.
All right, one final thing. So, good Sunday. How upset were you, ND beating USC?
Pretty upset. I mean, we had a chance to win. I think Keaton Slovis is a really, really good player. And, you know, as a true freshman to go out there in that atmosphere, I've played there. Didn't have the best outing. It's hard to play for sure over there, and he did a really good job for two freshmen. So I'm excited for his future. But yeah, it was a bummer. Obviously, Notre Dame's a really, really good team this year, and you know we've had our fair share of injuries and things going on over there. So I was proud of the guys for fighting. Yeah, you know I think Keaton's got a good future, and I think the team has a good future. It's just about, you know, click on all cylinders.
I don't know if you realize this, Sam, but there might be a bigger USC fan in this area, and that's the manager of the Yankees, Aaron Boone. I mean, his day is made or broken on whether USC wins or not. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's us, man.
So you got to root for the Yankees now since, you know, a USC guy's running them.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, we'll see. Since the Dodgers and the Mets are out of the playoffs, I guess I got to root for the other New York team, huh?
All right, so he chose the Mets, I guess.
Yeah, I don't like that, Slinging Sammy. Congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right, sounds good, guys.
All right, thanks a lot. That's the Sam Darnold Report brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer brewed for more taste and only 96 calories. Miller Lite, hold true. And the New York Structural Steel Painting Contractors Association. To learn more about the New York Structural Steel Painting Contractors Association, check out NYSSPCA.net. Want to go to the Yankee game? Game 4? I got tickets. I got tickets right here. Stick around, find out how you could win. Then ENN at 6. Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes to 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.